Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live at Commanders Training Camp in Ashburn, Virginia. Commanders Training Camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. Check out paulhenryswindows.com. All right, B, I got a couple things I got to tell you, and then I got a question for you.
All right.
There's a dude out here, a fan, who I just saw take his picture in front of the Commander's sign in a full uniform, like shoulder pads, leg pads, cleats, socks, helmet, all of it.
Wow.
And you heard me. Uniform.
So, I mean, we got the burgundy hole, like the black hole in Oakland, I guess. It's Las Vegas now, but I guess they're building a burgundy hole because they come in full uniform with spikes on their shoulder pads.
Right. He didn't have spikes, but outside of that, he was wearing number 68. I'm trying to think who 68 is, or maybe it's a personalized jersey. Maybe it's Josh Larribas showing up for
maybe,
a tryout.
Maybe
I don't
it's year of birth. You know, sometimes people do it like that. Did he look younger?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say he looked younger.
I'm just saying, like he looked about that age.
He looked younger than me, but I wouldn't say he looked young.
Well, if he looks younger than you, he's young. You're 40, dude. What the hell?
That's true. walking the sidelines this morning, a lot of people were asking for pictures, asking when B. Mitch is going to be back. I happily got to tell them B. Mitch was back.
I meant to tell you something real quick before you get started. I told him to tell you that somebody hit me on social media. I'm trying to find out who name it was. Tell me, man, can you please come back? I'm like, why? He said, JP keeps singing. I got to find out what name it was because, here we go. No, it wasn't Dane. But I'm going to find out who it was.
I was singing.
Yeah, they say you've been singing a lot, man. And you know, it's been killing their ears, man.
You know, without you around to shut me up, I couldn't. I was on my own. I'm signing an autograph right now, B. Mitch, but you'd much rather have Brian Mitchell's autograph, right? Absolutely, he says.
Well, if you keep putting it in their mind, they're going to say that.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening, brother.
Tell him I said hi.
B. Mitch says hi. He says, what's up, B? All right. So I wanted to ask you this.
Yes.
This is the Mitch Tischler theory on Sam Mills.
Okay.
And you've been in a lot of locker rooms. You've seen a lot of stuff. You know how this league works.
Mm-hmm.
So Warren Sapp showed up to OTAs and a little bit of minicamp, and that's fine. It's OTAs and minicamp. Jeff Skinnina and Warren Sapp are friends. Uh-huh. Skinnina had kind of invited Sapp to practice. Martin Mayhew and Warren Sapp are friends. They played together in Tampa. Mayhew was quite fond of Sapp coming to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Sapp showed up yesterday. Now, perhaps it's coincidence, perhaps it's not. But Sapp showed up the day Mills was fired. Mm-hmm. And the Mitch Tischler theory is such that Mills saw Sapp and was like, yo, what the hell? It's one thing at OTAs. It's one thing at minicamp. But you already got Kerrigan here because Kerrigan's been kind of shadowing the coaches. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's a presence. Now you got Sapp here. What are you doing? Because when Ron Rivera told the media that Mills had been fired, he said we had a difference of philosophy, and he said that a few different times. And Mitch thinks maybe it was that Sapp was there and Mills got pissed, and that led to an argument or a discussion that went sideways. What do you think, Brian Mitchell, of the Mitch Tischler theory?
I don't know if that would have been it, because if you were – one thing Ron has shown with his coaches, he's loyal. And if he's been around that long, I don't think that's a reason to let anybody go. I would hope that wasn't the reason. But then again, you can see somebody starting to feel a little uneasy when you're bringing in a Hall of Famer more than once. And then you also brought in a Ring of Famer. You're going to be damn sure a Ring of Famer soon. And he's around the building the whole time. And who do we discuss the most about having the least production last year? So that's natural human nature to get a little uneasy. But what I'll say is this. When you get uneasy like that, now you got to focus on just you and improve how you do things. Because if you can't do that, then you start dropping. And maybe, like as Mitch is saying, you get a little worried and you say something wrong or out of character. And then the coach has to make a decision. But let's just be real. I think ultimately I can't see that being like this. That being a reason, because he was uneasy about those guys being around, to make him go, because coaches MF each other all the time behind the scenes. They have as many arguments as players do with each other. So I don't think that would have been just the main cause to let him go, unless, someone has been saying all the while that, hey, man, the players, we know it's certain players on this team that like to go run and talk to the teacher and tell them about things behind other people's backs. So you never know. It probably came to a head.
Yeah, I don't think that is either. I just think it's kind of an interesting theory with the timing and coincidental nature of it all.
But it seems a little strange when Warren comes back that day, you know what I'm saying? And things happen on that day. But I think the culmination of Warren being there, Ryan Kerrigan back into the franchise, and we know he's loved by ownership and everything else, by the area, I'm sure that can make anybody feel uneasy if they're not a man's man and very, very confident in themselves.
Well, and we know that the unit's underperforming, right? So yeah. What makes you get a little bit on edge? It doesn't matter if you're an accountant or if you're a football coach. If you know that you're not performing and that your boss might have an eye on you, you might act a little different. Like, that's just human nature. And, again, I don't think that's the case either, but it is a hell of a coincidence.
What if this? I'm going to give you another one. I should be going with the hypothetical. I'll do a hypothetical. What if, Sam had gone to Ron and Jack and said, look, man, everybody's putting all the blame on me and my unit when all I'm doing is going out promoting what the hell y'all telling me to do. And I need some support because – If you're telling me to do something, I'm taking the marching orders and doing exactly what you tell me, and then y'all allowing everybody to act as if it's just on me in this unit, I think that's wrong. I need y'all to say something. And then all of a sudden you get all the other people coming in and say, well, you know what? We have a difference of opinion. We believe it's you, and you believe it's our message. You get what I'm saying?
That's a difference. Yeah, no, that...
that could be something, too.
Yeah. The difference of opinion is you believe we're the problem and we believe we're going to fire you.
We believe we get final say. But
an interesting theory, dude.
Yeah, what I like about this year is this. We've had a lot of speculation. We've had a lot of different things transpire and go on. But you know what happened now? A lot of the speculations and the moves have been removed. Now this year, starting in, 4 days from now, 3 days from now, we're going to find out if all these moves you made are going to start working. See, I love this time of the year because I know so many people get excited, whether it's a media person, a fan, the players, the coaches, everybody gets excited. But the mindset I've always had is, you put up a shut up because, all the S you've been talking, we're going to find out if you've really been doing what you say, because starting on the 13th, I get a chance to see, did they grow, stay stagnant or drop off. And one thing about me, the eye in the sky, I don't care what a coach says. I don't care what a player says. I know the concepts of football well enough to watch you play. And if I see you get your ass whipped, I see you blow assignments, I don't care what they say about what their scheme is or what they were trying to accomplish. I know if you get put on your ass by somebody consistently, I know you're losing. I know that's not what the coach is planning. I know that wasn't part of your scheme. So now I'm going to start being able to see against other competition, not the competition that they're telling on the card to do certain things, what really is transpiring. I hope to God that it's something that's moving forward. I want to see this team succeed. But now I get to see when you're actually out there doing what they gave you your orders to do, and can you keep it in your mind and go out there and do it consistently on the field? We now will find out what the truth is.
Well, and B, to that point, I remember last year, the third preseason game against the Ravens at FedEx, where the football team at that point got smoked.
Shellacked.
They got smoked. And I remember you and I seem to be the only people alarmed, dude. Everybody else is like, ah, don't worry about it. This is the third and fourth stringers. You know, the Ravens play too hard. All these conversations. And I was like, listen, it's also the Ravens third and fourth stringers. You know, that wasn't Lamar Jackson out there. That was Garrett Huntley going up and down the field. And you're right, dude. Like, on some level in the preseason, don't get caught up in the, oh, we didn't game plan. Like, find out if the left guard can get to the second level and drive the linebacker out of the hole. Yeah. Like, that's not game planning. That's just football. And on some level, you can tell more about a team when it's not specific game planning.
Yeah.
And it's not their first 15 plays scripted. It's, can our line move their line? Can our corners cover their wideouts? Can our backers make tackles? Can our tight ends run routes? And that's the stuff you get to see. And if you don't think the third team matters, then what football are you watching when half of those guys end up starting by November?
Yeah. You know what I look at, though, Jay? I'll say this here. This is a great analogy I'm going to use. All right. When you're getting ready to play football, you're trying to be able to ready. You're getting ready to hit the ground running at the beginning of the season. So if the other teams are doing things differently than you are and you're way behind, then guess what? You're not getting ready to play football. Like, I just saw Jeff in here. He was bragging about he hit this long putt from studio to studio. And I asked him one question. I said, will you get on the green in time to be able to do that? And he said, well, I said, because I told Lanfield I missed this putt. I said, well, I'm going to get on the green in two. And I'm going two putt. So I get a par. He's probably going to get on the green in eight. If he one putts, he's still got a nine. So that's, in essence, what's going on. If you get to the third preseason game and the other team is game planning a little bit, and the other team is starting to play harder than you, you know what that means? You're not going to find what they found all training camp in one damn week or two damn weeks. You need to be taking those same steps that everybody else is taking, so now we can match wit for wit and aggression for aggression and a certain level, a level with that level, not being behind the other team.
Well said. Well said. It's not all about schemes and game plans. Sometimes you just got to put a hat on.
Sometimes it's
win.
Just who's going to whip whose tail.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.